Okay, good morning. My name is Joe Knoll. I'm from USDA ARS in Tifton, Georgia. I spend about half my time working on sorghum and the other half on corn, so I'm going to speak about corn this morning. And our main focus with our corn breeding program is, of course, yield, but also aflatoxin resistance. So aflatoxin is a carcinogenic and hepatotoxic metabolite produced by the fungus Aspergillus flavus. It infects the developing kernel and can cause serious problems when the grower takes their corn to the elevator. If it tests too high for aflatoxin, they either have to sell it at a discount or completely destroy it if it tests too high. And it can cause serious problems in developing countries where it's not tested for. So one of the things we were interested in, because maize, the tendency is to continue with denser and denser planting, but aflatoxin is related to abiotic stress on the plant. So as you start cramming more plants in there, are you increasing stress on the plant and thereby maybe making it more conducive to aflatoxin? And so we also want to know if some of our new hybrids, how they respond to density. So we're kind of doing testing a couple different things here. So we had 18 of our new experimental hybrids that we developed, two commercial checks and four different planting densities as a split plot test in Tifton. This is last year's data. And then we use the infected kernel method. So you take sporulating kernels, you scatter them out into the rows 7 days after silking to get the inoculum up. And so here's our results. This graph here is yield. So this is our plant spacing. So they get higher densities up here, and this is the lowest density treatment. We actually got better yields at the lower density. Now, this is not fully irrigated, so we wanted the crop to stress a little bit, but we actually found that at lower density we had higher yields, and this is pretty much for all of the varieties we had tested. We noticed a definite trend towards higher yield per plant at the lower density. We did actually sample, this is just yield divided by stand count, but we also sampled the ears. We sampled five random ears out of each plot for aflatoxin, and when we weighed those ears, we got a very similar trend, so it was actually ear size. When we looked at aflatoxin at different densities, and I just took the highest yielders here, this is a commercial check here, this is a commercial check here. Pretty much all of them were below the threshold for to be able to sell your grain for at full market price, except for this one commercial check. At the two highest densities, we actually got higher aflatoxin, and I was kind of surprised to see that. This was the most susceptible. We threw that in as a known susceptible check. It's a very good yielder. They've won some yield contests with this one, but we were really surprised to see this result. We'll see if we get the same result this year. We are doing this test again this year. It was very encouraging that we noticed our hybrids, many of them were competitive with the commercial checks. Including we had a cross-program hybrid, but we crossed one of our lines with one of Seth's lines, and it yielded very well. Lower density gave us bigger ears under the conditions that we tested. There is a possibility that planting density could increase aflatoxin with susceptible hybrids. We added some new checks this year, some newer hybrids. At the request of our funders, the Georgia Corn Commission, I want to thank them. They wanted some newer, more relevant hybrids that they're growing right now, so we put a couple new ones in there. But we are producing southern adapted corn lines that have good aflatoxin resistance that make good hybrids. Those are being prepared for release. So. Questions?